This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. With 3 weeks to go until Election Day, November 3rd, a handful of U.S. swing states is expected to determine whether former Vice President Joe Biden can deny President Donald Trump a second term as president. That has the rival campaigns focusing on Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania at the start of a critical week. At a rally in Florida Monday night, the president told his supporters, quote, the corrupt political class is desperate to regain their power by any means necessary. Trump accused Biden of being owned by, in his words, radical globalists and having handed control of the Democratic Party to, quote, the socialists, the Marxists, and the left-wing extremists. It was President Trump's first campaign rally since his hospitalization for COVID-19. Few people in the crowd wore a mask. It was a crowd of thousands packed tightly together for the president's hour-long speech. While Air Force One was in flight to Florida, the White House released a memo from the president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, stating that Mr. Trump had tested negative for the coronavirus for 2 consecutive days. The memo did not specify which 2 days those were. Dr. Conley also said he believes the president is, quote, not infectious to others. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden visited Ohio on Monday, speaking to union auto workers in Toledo. He said the blinders have been taken off the American people. They've seen what the combination of the pandemic, the economic crisis, the racial inequality we're facing, and what's going on internationally. They're ready to step up. They know we have to change. Later in the day, Biden spoke in Cincinnati, where he talked about the nearly 215,000 people in the country who've died of COVID-19, and said all this is taking place, in his words, because the president is only worried about the stock market. VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic, calling the idea unethical. At a news briefing in Geneva on Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should only try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not through exposing people to the virus. In his explanation, Ghebreyesus referenced herd immunity, which happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because a threshold level of immunity has been reached in that population. He said never in the history of public health has herd immunity been used as a strategy for responding to an outbreak, let alone a pandemic. It's scientifically and ethically problematic. The WHO estimates that about 10% of the world has contracted the coronavirus. It's not yet known what percentage rate of infection is needed to achieve herd immunity. Tedros noted that to obtain herd immunity for measles, about 95% of the population must be vaccinated, while for polio, the threshold is about 80%. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington Monday. As the hearings started, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the lead Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, immediately signaled that the minority Democrats plan to sharply question Barrett about one major policy dispute, her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act, a national health care law affecting millions of Americans, was wrongly decided. The court is now considering a new challenge to the ACA on November 10th, by which time Barrett could be a justice on the 9-member court, deciding whether to overturn that statute or allow it to stand. In nominating Barrett, Republican President Donald Trump hopes to cement a 6-3 conservative majority on the court before Election Day. His Democratic challenger in the presidential campaign, Biden, insists that either he or Trump should make the Supreme Court appointment after the inauguration of the new president in January. Belarus police will now be permitted to use combat weapons in the streets if needed to respond to what the Interior Ministry of that country described as increasingly radicalized mass anti-government protests. Police said they detained 713 people at mass protests on Sunday, in which security forces used water cannon and batons to break up crowds demanding a new presidential election. Tens of thousands of Belarusians have demonstrated every weekend since the August 9th election, in which President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.